KG4IOX, KO4HKX.
KG4IOX.
To Leon.
That's dysentery. Life goes on.
Pretty good day today.
Really well. Me and the wife had a good time. We went out to lunch. Stopped by the Habitat store there and looked to see what they had. Picked up a little stepladder. Or something I probably needed. One of the real super light aluminum ones.
Handy. It's always good to have a good stepladder around.
Pause there. That's my little fuzzy friend, Skipper, climbing up my lap. He had a little cubby hole set up behind the laptop here on top of the desk. He likes to hang out there, and now he's climbed in there, and he's got his chew. He's starting to chew on it.
Got to take care, Skipper.
I think it's above the captain.
Flint, don't, as long as you don't end up like the SS Minnow.
Skipper. Hey, really? May have went here and debated whether we would go to Raleigh or not. You know, that's Saturday. If I go to Raleigh, I'll probably leave the ball. Spend the night there. So I'll probably drive in there 4 hours, trying to get there when the gates open.
I got things I got to do tomorrow. But it's supposed to be a nice weekend, so I think Raleigh's all indoor, isn't it?
I think that if it's good weather, I think some people put up outside, but the option is to everybody indoors. It's been a long time since I've been to that one.
And I've seen some pictures and video of it. Looks like it's at least used to be a pretty nice one. But you never know now.
It's only going at like 3:30.
It's over at 3:30? Stuff and get out of there then, right?
Crowd that last door prize anyway, at least, huh?
Roger that. Never know, but not gonna worry about it either.
Yeah.
Quinny? And I were on the radio a little bit last night, messing around with JSA call. To set your radio up to do that.
Look at the latest JSA call download links right now.
I've got it printed out at the house. I can send it to you.
Guide right here, but yeah, that might not be a bad idea.
Good. Andrew and I were able to make contact last night on 2 meters through the mountain over JSA call because of its weak signal propagation and stuff, so like FT8.
Better download it. Hooked up when you download it?
Want anything hooked up until after you download it. You have to follow the instructions step by step and set the few settings in your radio on the menu setting, the F menu.
Okay. I didn't quite catch the call. Call here is KD4IOX, name's Leon.
KD4IOX, this is KQ4KFK. Leon, my name's Gavin.
Patrick's in there. That's KO4HKX. I don't know if you know Patrick or not.
Ran into him on the airwaves a couple times. Hey, Patrick. I didn't mean to jump in if...
Gavin, you're welcome anytime, KO4HKX. We're just rag-chewing on my way home. What are you out doing this evening?
I am actually on shift tonight. This is night 2 of 5 straight, so.
At least you can take your radio with you. That's a good thing.
Keep it, my little handheld in my truck with me. And if I can be in a decent area where I get signal, I try to hop on every now and then.
So, what do you do for a living?
Sick.
Service, sir. I hope I never need you.
I am happy when there's a day that goes by when I'm not needed.
Well, just got her paramedic.
It's depending on how you go about it, it's a very tough journey, especially if you end up going for national registry. That test is a bit of a pain.
Where she's at in the process, but she's working for a PRISMA, right now.
It's actually where I work. I do the 911 backup, and I do the interfacility side for PRISMA.
Very worthy, do you?
No, I don't think I've run across her.
Daughter-in-law.
Station, hey, I know your father-in-law. What?
Good conversation starter. There you go. But yeah, I think she's mostly working nights. Nights or evenings, but she was working the other day for some reason. I'm not sure what.
On the opposite night rotation, because this is my normal rotation, and I know there's not anyone with that name on my shift, at least not on the Greenville side. We do have another operation down there that runs 911 at night. I'm not really familiar with those guys.
12-hour rotation, however y'all work that. 84 IOA.
Most, I think the only people that don't do 12 hours per prisoner are the admins on day shift, KQ4, KFK.
We're HKX. Leon, Gavin, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm getting ready to cross the state line, and I will lose the repeater. So you two carry on, and Gavin, good to meet you, and jump in here anytime. You're welcome into conversation at any time. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, gentlemen.
Getting there, Patrick. Hopefully we'll get together on radios later, baby. And be careful driving home. Know exactly where you're at. Go through the process every time I worked. K84ILX.
73.
That call right. What was your KQ4 what? Did you bail out?
You asked me, and I was like trying to figure out the phonetic, and I had a mind blank. KQ4KFK.
Yeah, I definitely had it wrong. It's KQ4KFK. KD4IOX. Okay, now I just looked you up on QRZ.
That call sign trips me up too sometimes.
I put in for an extra call sign, extra class call sign, but we'll see what the FCC decides.
My license is at the current level. I'll get a little bit more knowledge and a little bit more experience. So far, this is my second handheld. I've had a Valvang UV5R, and now I've got a Yaesu G65.
In the car?
I'm about to start college for nursing and everything, and I just don't have the disposable income to get a mobile rig or anything right now, so it's just wherever I can. I've got a little mag mount antenna I sometimes thread through the truck, and I have the time to get it up while I'm driving.
I started out turning on a handheld and went to a mobile. Now I've got more handhelds I can shake a stick at. Probably will sell some of them.
A friend of mine in the Midwest who is working on getting his, I think he's got his technician, he's going for his general, so he's working on a bunch of high frequency rigs and everything. It's just crazy how much work he puts into it.
Now I'm talking on the FT991A. I bought this probably 3-4 months ago, and I bought it in Daytona, at Hamcation, down in Daytona. I love this little radio. That's a great little radio. Got the little waterfall display on it. It's a big plus. You can actually see the if somebody's talking to, you know, close by the frequency that you're using, you can actually see it. Scroll over that conversation if you want to, you know, see what they're talking about. Or it's easy to pick out where the activity is at.
Actually pretty nifty. I like my Yaesu because it has an on-screen strength meter, so it tells me when I'm getting a good signal on different repeaters and stuff, so I'm not having to guess.
All the Yaesu equipment. I really like their stuff.
Yeah, this little FT-65 has actually been pretty worth the money. My Valvang wasn't bad, despite its reputation, but definitely get better signal strength and better reception with this one than I do the other one.
Patrick was generous enough to, before I bought the FT-991, I've got a Yaesu FT-857D, which is the 2-meter 440 and all the HF stuff, and including 6 meters. And I was using it. I put it in my truck, and so I didn't have any HF at the house. So Patrick loaned me his 7100 ICOM. And that's a really nice radio. ICOM makes really good stuff, too. So if I had my pick, it'd be Yaesu or ICOM, either one. But I'm kind of partial to Yaesu just because that's what I'd be using. But that ICOM 7100, that was a nice radio.
I don't know. I definitely have some more research and learning to do about the different model types. But eventually I will be getting a mobile rig to put in my truck and everything.
Got one sitting out. I've got two mobile rigs that are Bluetooth connected. The microphone has the controls on it. You have volume up, volume down. You can change memory channels. That's all you can do. All the rest of the controls are Bluetooth through your cell phone. It has an app on your cell phone, and you can change frequencies. You can scan, change power levels, and add and have a different scan list. It's all done by your cell phone. It's pretty cool.
That's nifty. I didn't even know there was videos that had capabilities for that. That's pretty cool.
Good job incorporating the Bluetooth. Unfortunately, the radios work really well. The receiver is not quite as tight as like a FT-991A. So there's certain layers you pick up a little bit more noise on the radio, but they work really well. I've got one in the wife's car. I had one in my truck, and that's what I replaced and brought it inside. It's just sitting on the counter here on my desk. And put the FT-857D in my truck because I've got a screwdriver antenna that I want to actually hook up to my truck. So I have HF in the truck also.
Well, yeah, I have a little Bautech magnetic mount antenna that I bought for the Baofeng, but it wires into this antenna port pretty easily on my Yaesu. And usually when I'm traveling, I do a lot of traveling across the U.S., I'll usually put that together and listen to 70 and 2, just trying to see if there's any activity across the state across the states when I travel.
More and more, I don't know if you've heard about Chirp. Chirp is a software programming software that you can actually enter your frequencies in and channels, and you can upload them directly to the radio and not have to have a program through the keyboard.
I came across that program not that long ago, and that's actually what I've been using to program my Baofeng and this one. I actually like it a lot. It does make things pretty easy.
What is it? I'm going to get transitioned over to that. I'm trying to make up a spreadsheet and put all my preferred frequencies in the order that I like, repeaters, in the order that I like, with labels. That way, when I do get to the chirp aspect, I can just program them all the same. It's not a question of, well, what channel was this one, what channel was that one, because I do like the Bluetooth radios, the fact that you can remote mount them anywhere, and all you have to have is your microphone, and you get all your control right on the microphone or your cell phone, so it's convenient.
Trying to figure out my radio channels is if I look at the ones in the area for all the repeaters and stuff, and try to get the ones closest to where I live and where I'm usually at. But so far, this has been the main channel that I've actually come across that has really any activity that I've been able to listen in on. I try to get in on the net for 2100 as often as I can, and I can hear the most conversations on this repeater.
Yeah, active. I really like it. And it's a couple others. I found one that's actually over, I guess, they have one that's a Southland Heart System that they link them all together. So you can actually hear Charleston, guys talking out of Charleston, out of Tennessee, in different areas that they actually link the repeaters on the weekend.
I think I have that one programmed because I know I came across it at one point because they were doing countywide check-ins. And it's funny because I know someone who's part of USAR and the Heart System. And I've been talking with them about going over to join USAR in the Heart team. So I'm sure I'll probably end up in one of those here soon once I get signed up for the team.
With your experience, you'll be a good addition. not being in the medical field. And on that note, I'm going to let somebody else use the repeater. I'm going to get out of here. Actually, I'm going to go fix me a soft drink. But, Gavin, it's good talking to you. Good making your acquaintance. And if you need anything, my name's Leon. KD4IOX is my call. And we'll be talking at you again, I'm sure.
I've been a little bit distracted from the radio, but I'm trying to get back onto it more. But it was good meeting you, Leon. Have a good night. Enjoy your soft drink. KQ4, KFK, clear.
All right, Gavin, you're saying KD4IOX, clear.